Good morning, Chairman Parker, members of the board. My name is Mark Bergeron. I'm the director of the Bureau of Land Quality at the DDP. And I wanted to give you just a very brief project summary of what the Searsport Harbor Navigation Improvement Project is. There's two applications in front of the department. One is a Natural Resources Protection Act, and one is a water quality certification for the project. The applicants are the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Maine Department of Maine Department of Transportation. The applications were received on April 22nd of 2015 by DEP. We deemed them complete on May 13th, 2015. And a public hearing letter from the commissioner went out on June 24th, 2015, stating that an adjudicatory public hearing would be held on this application. The description of the project is to deepen the existing entrance channel and the turning basin from minus 35 feet to minus 45 feet mean lower low water elevation. And the entrance channel will be widened from 500 feet to 650 feet wide. And a maneuvering area adjacent to the state's pier east berth would be created. The estimated volume of the dredged materials is 929,000 cubic yards, and the square feet of dredged areas is just over 5 million square feet. The disposal is proposed to be at the Penobscot Bay disposal site in submerged lands, approximately 6 miles from the dredge site. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
What I would like to do is simply direct the board to the criteria that are before it this morning. As Chairman Parker has said, the question is whether the project meets the criteria in statute and rule for the board to assume licensing jurisdiction over the application. And you will find on page 9 of your packet, you have the excerpt from Title 38, Section 341D, which lists the standards and describes below the means by which a project and request for board jurisdiction can come forward to the board. And then on page 13, you have before you the provision that appears in Chapter 2 of the Department's Rules, Section 17, regarding board assumption of jurisdiction and application. In particular, I want to draw your attention to the page 13, 17A. It's a little clearer here, printed a little bit for larger. And under A, it says, a project of statewide significance is a project that meets at least three of the following four criteria. One, will have an environmental or economic impact in more than one municipality, territory, or county. Two, involves an activity not previously permitted or licensed in the state. Three, is likely to come under significant public scrutiny. And four, is located in more than one municipality, territory, or county. So those are the criteria which the parties will be speaking to this morning.